This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, we're back to Hour 2, Radio Law Talk. I appreciate you guys being with us. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Sturtz, Todd Kunin, and our producer, our wonderful Cal Hunter, that has been with us from the beginning. We are the I'd say, four musketeers. We have been doing this for almost 5 years, and we really appreciate our listeners.
Wow.
We have a wonderful following. It has blown by. We have a new affiliate we're thankful for, which is in Auburn, Alabama, News Talk 98.7 FM and 1400 AM. We have a lot of new people and new stations jumping on. And if you are listening to us live on our RadioLawTalk.com, just tell your local affiliate, man, why don't you have Radio Law Talk on, and maybe we can push us a little bit. But we really appreciate it. If you want to call in, 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. We got some great, exciting news next week. We have an app that we're going to be going on live with our show for the first hour, and we're going to announce it next week. We did a test run this first hour, and it's kind of fun, huh, guys? We had some faux pas, but it worked out, didn't it? So
yeah.
And at least I looked at the people that were talking to us, and they said they just loved the show, loved the first hour, and enjoyed it. So what we're going to talk about this time, we're going to have a case or no case, but we're going to talk about the latest victory of the NCAA student athletes. I started to talk about it. We're going to finish it up. We got to go into the cheerleader. The Supreme Court weighs in on the cheerleader and what she said, and it's a First Amendment issue about, and we talked about this a number of weeks ago, and again, I think we nailed that one too. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know. How do we brag without bragging? But it seems like we just kind of nail it. We call it.
You let me do it. Congratulations to the Radio Law Talk team for nailing the NCAA Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, we nail a lot of them.
Yeah. Give me an A.
Hey.
All right.
And then we're going to talk a little bit about a pastor being sued. And why is this pastor being sued? We're going to see for what this pastor is being sued. We got to talk about the Kobe Bryant family case. Todd's going to talk about our criminal law lawyer here about the police powers are being restricted. Don't forget the Supreme Court came out with a number of rulings this week. Here's the most important one, and you guys ready for this? This is so important. We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian becoming a lawyer and what she's doing and how that's going to affect the legal community in California. Yes, this is going to be exciting. I can't wait to talk about it.
Definitely interested in reading her legal briefs.
That's not technically reading, Todd.
Well, it's the first time you've had briefs with pictures.
You mean observing. Observing.
Exactly.
And reviewing.
I wish I could take a picture of Denise's face right now. It's like I'm going to throw up face, you know? All right, then we might be able to get to O.J. Simpson. There's some issues there. And Giuliani, obviously, everyone wants to talk about Giuliani, why he was disciplined. Again, I don't want to get into that, but we try not to get into the political stuff, but it's kind of interesting. And all I care about between you and I always bring this up, is lawyers. As weird as it sounds, I care about one thing, and that's the attorney-client privilege. Not necessarily this is an attorney-client privilege issue. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. But we've had issues before in the past, and all of us have agreed that, you know what, those attorneys need to be protected, and they should not be saying stuff out there that isn't, you know, that their client hasn't agreed or allowed them to say. So, and I'm not saying Giuliani did this, I'm just saying that that's very important for attorneys. That's a very sacred thing, in my opinion, is the attorney-client privilege. But remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We have to give that to you. This is exciting, entertaining, and remember, sometimes informative. If you think that this is going to be the most, you're going to get some information out of this, and just it's going to make your day, don't put us up to that pedestal. Just enjoy it and relax and put your feet up, and we appreciate that. So with that, Cal, I think we've got time to just start out with our second hour case or no case?
I think we do.
Now
I think
it's
we
time
have
to play
case or no case.
Yeah.
All right, I take you now to Horn Dog High, a Southern California high school charged students' parents almost $65,000 a year to attend. And apparently it was an actual Horn Dog High. And the Horn Dogs were not the students, but the teachers and the coaches. One female student said she was constantly accosted by a coach and annoyed, to use the legal term, and she finally complained to her parents. The student even heard rumor that the teachers had a website where they passed around information about vulnerable students, and more than a few took advantage. The school's administration, every time complaints came up, and they came up severally, every time they came up, they said, well, we need more information, and we need to question the students, and we need more information. And they denied any and all wrongdoing. So finally, one student, let's call her Beverly, got her parents involved, and they called an attorney to ask if this was a case or no case. Denise Dirks, what say you about this high school?
So we're talking about horned dogs, huh?
Horned dogs, yes, horned dogs. That's what people say when a school's particularly active in the physical arts, so to speak, yes.
Okay, and in this particular case, it was the teachers that were active.
That's the allegation.
And they had a website.
That's the allegation.
And, you know, this is like one of those that's pretty disgusting, actually.
Exactly.
So I am going to say that this is made up. No case.
Okay. Fred Penny, what about you? What say you about Horn Dog High in Ojai?
Can you repeat? Listen, I'll be honest with you. I was being texted. I texted back. I'm just going to be honest. I didn't hear one dang thing you said other than Horn Dog.
Well, teachers. Once you heard Horn Dog, you said.
Of course, that's the only one. Only thing I heard. Okay, go ahead. Tell just really brief.
Briefly, teachers were allegedly sexually taking advantage of, annoying students, and so on.
What?
And the administration denied it all the time. Kept denying. You know, this was at a very exclusive private high school.
Wow.
$65,000 a year.
Wow.
And so every time these complaints came up, the administration just denied it.
Ignored it. And so a lawsuit occurred. I'm going to say yes.
Todd Kunin, what do you say about this?
Unfortunately, as a former prosecutor, I have seen and handled cases where teachers have been charged with this kind of conduct. And so I'm going to say, yes, it happens. I'm going to say, yes, this is a case. And not only are the teachers subject to criminal liability, but the school is subject to civil liability as well. And I'm going to say I can't imagine anybody finding in favor of somebody other than the victims in this case. So, yes, it's a case, and the victims win.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to tell you. I think we have enough time that I can do this. So here is the story. Those of you who said it was a case, who would that be? Well, that would be Fred and Todd. And
Denise, hey, I saw a cuss word come out of her mouth quietly.
She said fudge.
Yes, I saw. No, she didn't. No,
she said
I saw.
Horn Dog High, she said.
No, it was not a bad one.
It started with a D.
It was one of the minor ones.
Dirtbag.
No.
In the most serious episode
dog
described.
Dog it.
In the most serious episode described at this high school, which was this ongoing abuse, an alumna from the 1980s accused her English teacher of repeatedly raping her, starting of when she was 16. The school did not call police, but rather dispatched assistant headmaster, who reportedly asked the girl if she enjoyed the physical intimacy forced upon her. The counselor later included her unfortunate involvement with a faculty member in her letter of recommendation to college. I mean, this place was out of control. There have been many individual lawsuits filed, and the private school has lost most of them. No criminal charges have been filed that I'm aware of, but I know that lawsuits certainly have. And Mr. Kunin and Mr. Penny, congratulations to you, because
yes,
that, in just the little amount of time we have left, is case or no case.
All right, Denise, that's the two of us nailed it, didn't we? Well, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit about a latest victory of the NCAA student athletes, and a little bit about cheerleader that wins. We'll be back.
We hope you'll stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming up right here.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So before we ended the first hour, I was talking about the NCAA student college athlete issue going on, the lawsuit that was brought by an individual. It was actually brought by a number of California athletes, but one individual represented all of them, and they basically again, I'm writing a whole article on this, and it's going to be a long discussion, but basically their argument was under the Sherman Act, which is, you know, an antitrust act, you can't, as NCAA, the argument is you can't restrict these kids just because they're college students in, you know, going out and making money on, you know, by their selling their images or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they narrowed it down a little bit more, and this case came down to determining whether or not they could, under the Sherman Act and the Antitrust Act, whether or not the NCAA and the colleges could restrict what students could receive via, you know, more scholastically, right? Could they get a computer? Can they get other stuff outside of what they're already offering? And can they go bargain with another next college? Hey, how many computers do I get? Or what, when it comes down to scholastically? Everyone thinks the Supreme Court comes, it's a grand slam home run for everything that an NCAA athlete receives, and that's not the case. But they limited it and narrowed it at this time to specifically scholastically, you cannot limit what they can or cannot receive. But that's the beginning of it, and why is that just the beginning? And what the justices said is really important.
So let me get this straight, though. My understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
When it comes to the Supreme Court's ruling in this case, what
yes.
they're not saying, what they are not saying, is that now it's open season and boosters and a school can go in and the high price five-star athlete, they can go ahead and pay him $100,000 and give him a Lamborghini, come to our school.
No.
That is not what the court is saying.
No.
The court's not saying that's acceptable.
All the court did is one thing. Don't forget,
Good.
There's a lower court. All right, the lower court's a federal court out of Oakland, California. And all they did is uphold what that court did. So what happens, let me go through the schedule or how things happen in when something goes to the Supreme Court. It went to a federal court in Oakland. That judge made a decision. Then it goes up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They determine whether or not they agree with the lower court. And then the Supreme Court comes down and makes a decision whether they agree with the lower courts, right? And what they do is they generally speaking, we'll remand it back down to the lower court to do what they're supposed to do or finish what they're supposed to do. So what the lowest court did, or the lower court in Oakland did, is basically round number did an injunction against the NCAA from limiting what these kids could receive scholastically. Now here's the issue. That's very broad. They left it a little bit broad and they narrowed it kind of to that issue. So the Supreme Court never said, you know, it's open season, but let me tell you, there was a lot of hints from Gorsuch and from Kavanaugh hinting, NCAA, you better start delving some money out to these kids. And what's important to note is there's already states, including California, that have passed laws that now allow student athletes to sell their likeness while in college.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be the next phase of cases that get up to the
right.
Supreme Court are going to be their likeness and
or maybe not, Denise, because I think they threw some softballs at the NCAA and the colleges saying, hey, you better start figuring this out because otherwise when it comes down to it, we're going to And this is what I'll say. Kavanaugh said the NCAA is not above the law. You know, they went on and basically said that actually Gorsuch went through and mentioned all the payments that were received and how much coaches made and athletic directors compared to what the kids made. And I earlier on in the first hour, at the end of the first hour, laid out how much some of these kids are getting, $1,500, and they're beating their bodies for the rest of their lives, right? And I know that people are like, well, they get this is the argument you're always going to hear. They get an education. Do you want to go out and beat your body for a free education? You know, why don't you go get a free education, and for the rest of your life, you're going to have back surgeries, shoulder surgeries, knee surgeries, and hip surgeries, right?
Now, this doesn't apply to schools trying to get their students to them. This applies to once they are in the school and the employment or the educational benefits that they can and can't give, right?
I don't know that. I don't know that that's – let me finish one thing. So what the NCAA has said is this. The NCAA has said, we're going back down to the lower court to get a little bit of a – explanation, because the Supreme Court basically said that's not for us to work out those details. And so now they're going to go back down to this judge down in Oakland, California, and say, what is it you mean by, because what the argument's going to be, the education-related stuff is very broad. Okay, for education, I need a car to get back and forth. For education, I need this and that. So it's left a little broad, and so that judge is probably going to have to make a decision as to what that means.
So I'll read you language from the majority opinion here. And it says, under the current decree, the NCAA is free to forbid in-kind benefits unrelated to students' actual education, and nothing stops it from enforcing a, quote, no Lamborghini, close quote, rule.
Right.
So again, the promising and providing lavish benefits during the recruitment process to get a kid to go to your school,
right,
they can still prohibit that. But it's when they're here. What I'm curious is, I'll give you an example. A couple years ago, there was a kicker, I think, for the one of the Florida colleges. Dude had a YouTube channel, and he had quite a good following.
I remember
you know what?
That.
He's making money on YouTube because he's posting videos and doing stuff.
Right.
NCAA came in and said, either shut down the YouTube channel or lose your eligibility.
And that's ridiculous.
And what I don't know absolutely is whether or not this ruling that came down from the Supreme Court would invalidate that decree from the NCAA, or if the NCAA is still free to monitor that kind of activity, because he's not receiving money from boosters or other folks. He's making money on ads from Google, for crying
out
loud.
And I agree. And then the NCAA, they did not come down with that. The NCAA wants the lower court to tell them, but I'm telling you, this is not over. And we're going to talk a little bit about things, what Gorsuch and I'm going to say what Kavanaugh said, that might be throwing some softballs. We'll be back after this.
Thank you, Fred, Todd, and Denise. They'll be back in just a little bit right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the show continues.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Workers are still sifting through the rubble after a high-rise building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. 160 people are still unaccounted for. A fire inside the rubble is hampering rescue efforts. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
You wake up in the morning hoping that more and more people were pulled out, and that just news hasn't been what we had hoped.
The building had recently begun its structural recertification process as the roof was being worked on. In 2015, a tenant sued the condo association, claiming there was water damage from cracks within the walls. Investigators are looking at the wreckage carefully to determine the cause of the tragedy. Four people are confirmed dead. A study last year found that the ground under the tower sank at a faster rate than the neighboring towns. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, stop it.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Cal, thanks a million for bringing me in. This is important. The NCAA, now we're going to move on. The NCAA issue we discussed, what did the court say without saying it, right? They basically said, look, they only talk about the education part of it, but they didn't talk about the amount of money that or whether or not student athletes can make money on their likeness, or they can receive money from ticket sales, or from now on, you notice they don't put names on shirts or jerseys at the colleges of the quarterbacks or of the running backs or anyone that's famous. Yet maybe now later on they can say, you know what, I'm an NCAA player, I'm a star quarterback. Which, by the way, what happens if they have a career-ending, you know, injury, then they don't make any money. So, but this is what Kavanaugh added. This is very important. And to me, it's throwing a softball to the NCAA and the colleges saying, you better change things. And they've already said, the NCAA said they're going to change things. And they're going to talk and discuss and maybe do some changes concerning their likeness, whether or not the students can get paid for their likeness. Kavanaugh stated, quote, the bottom line is the NCAA and its member colleges are suppressing the pay of student athletes who collectively generate billions of dollars in revenues for colleges every year. Those enormous sums of money flow to seemingly everyone except the student athletes. Amen. Slam dunk. Mic drop. That is exactly my feeling, Judge Kavanaugh, and I know we stayed politically neutral. I don't think this is a political thing. I think it's a business thing, right? And I have never heard of businesses saying, I'm going to use you for everything, and you don't get paid for I'm not going to pay you any money, right? But that's what Kavanaugh
like
dropped.
If you want to maintain the title of amateur,
right,
then you don't get paid.
The thing I also liked about Kavanaugh's opinion is not only does he say that, Not only does he say that, but he says, look, there are serious considerations that this opinion does not address. And then he lists them, three bullet points of three serious. That is the open invitation to file, and each one of them had to do with the legality of the NC2A's restriction on payments that student-athletes receive, and the argument, and what he called circular logic relating to the argument that the NCAA put forward as to why student-athletes should not be compensated by the school for the services they perform. So anybody reading his opinion not only knows that they have a friend in the court, but they also have the bullet points for the brief they need to file and the basis of their appeal, because it's right there.
And those for me, that's inappropriate, because that goes beyond the case that's before the justice. And he should not be telling what he's going to do in future cases that come forward.
But he doesn't say what he's going to do. What he says is there are serious concerns that are raised by this. These are clarifying that these are things that are not addressed by this decision. And
that's why he's only concurring on that one, because I think he took it a step too far by giving at least an insight of what he may do in future cases.
Right.
But it's always okay to be sure.
Between
you know,
Denise, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing, it's not just he that said that. The other justices said it without saying it. It's pretty clear when it was, that was a 9-0. And it's really the same concept, right, Denise? It's maybe slightly different because it's educational, but it's still the same concept, because Gorsuch basically said, look, there's been, I think it was Gorsuch that said, California's already passed some stuff in other states that are saying they can get money for their likeness. So there's other states doing it now, and before Congress is in the process of passing something right now that's going to give these student-athletes money for their likeness and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's bipartisan, by the way.
Right, that's exactly. This is not a Republican-Democrat thing. I think
exactly.
They're going. I think everybody agrees. These kids have been used too much. And, we're talking. I'm trying to think. I wish I had my paperwork with me that I had a study on this. That I think some of the colleges are making $100 million a year on their like football basketball programs. You know, that's
there were many that we went over that. I think it was last year.
And
there were many, and it was astounding.
It's amazing,
the amount of money
they made. So
And the thing to also keep in mind is it's easy to say, well, we're talking about the football players, the basketball players, the high profile, the ones whose games are on ESPN, NBC, CBS, and what have you. But let's remember this. I talked about that kicker who the NC2A said, shut down your YouTube channel or you lose your eligibility. Well, you know what? The javelin thrower for the track team in college, or the guy doing shot put that gets no play at all,
right?
They're subject to the exact same rule. So if that person has a YouTube channel, they could lose their eligibility. Even the lowest level NC2A
crazy
college athlete is subject to the exact same rules. And so, this is a...
You know what that says to me? Sometimes in our efforts to be equal, we remove the opportunity to be fair.
I agree, Cal. I agree. It went too far. And that's basically what happened in the Supreme Court case we're going to talk about now, the cheerleader. In fact, that's exactly what the court basically said. You went too far. This is about a cheerleader. She was a sophomore at a high school. This is the Levy case, L-E-V-Y. And if you want to look up, type in Frederick Penny, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, and then my last name is P-E-N-N-E-Y, and then Levy, L-E-V-Y, on Google. You will find an article I wrote on this. I'm pushing my articles, but I've already done this and been there, and the issue is she was upset because as a cheerleader, and apparently she was pretty decent, she did not get moved up to varsity but stayed down on the JV team, and she was upset, and she was off campus with her friend at like a it's not necessarily 7-Eleven, but like a convenience store or a hamburger stand or something.
Yeah.
And she was outside there and took a picture of her and her friend giving the bird and saying F school, F softball, F cheer, blah, 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 F everything, right? And then she sent that out to her.
It was a Snapchat meant to go away.
Right. But it only went to her friends. She didn't put it out everywhere. Because you can put it out everywhere, you just put it to your friends. And there's about 250 friends, and one of them, she sent it also to the coach. Well, she got disciplined and kicked off the team, off the church squad and a lawsuit incurred saying she has the right to do stuff like that in her home or outside the school district, etc. Now, the general rule is, and it's a famous case in the 1960s that came out that discusses what the general rule is basically it can't disrupt the school enough or cause enough problems to balance out that they have to stop these kids from doing things, such as bullying, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the argument of the school was. We had the right to do that because of bullying issues and issues that may cause problems at school, right? But it has to, the school's regulatory interests have to be significant, but it's like a balancing test, right? And the issue was this materially, quote, materially disrupting the school? And that's the Tinker v. Des Moines School District. And that was in 1969 where they're wearing black bands on their arms, these kids, to protest the Vietnam War. And they stopped them. And that court held they can wear the black bands because it's not materially disruptive to the school. Now, here's the interesting thing I found in this. And I know I'm doing all the time. Now, I found something really interesting. And it's Breyer that wrote, it's funny how he kind of said, this is the way I interpreted him. You know what? This kid needed to be disciplined, needed to be swatted, or what? I don't know why I'm not saying that. But spanked. I'm going to call the word spanked. You know, like got in trouble. But that it's just because what she did was wrong and I don't agree with it doesn't mean it can go far enough to limit her freedom of speech.
Yeah, and especially off campus. There's a big distinction between speech on campus versus speech off campus.
Right.
And it was funny because the justices who have children were more concerned about regulating off-campus behaviors, especially considering what we just went through with COVID, where there would be a lot of off-campus behaviors.
Right.
And so they didn't want to create like this bright line on when they could. So they didn't come up with a standard in this case.
Right.
That was really a hard line standard. Exactly.
And that is part of Justice Thomas's dissent, is he said, look, we've had this idea for 150 years where the school is a quasi-parental agency. We've given that under the doctrine of in loco parentis. And the court did away with that, but didn't explain how that is to be overcome, why they go out. So it doesn't provide schools the guidance going forward to apply a test for when they can or cannot do this. And that was the problem that Thomas saw with the opinion, and that's why he dissented.
But they did say you could still discipline it, but it just depends. You have to check to see whether or not it meets the materially disruptive test, I guess. We'll be back.
Which is a hard standard.
How does each school do that? We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little about the Kobe Bryant and a pastor, why he was sued.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the show continues in just a little bit.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with...
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No fun?
That's true.
Who told you that?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So, Todd, you're a big baseball guy. You do baseball play-by-play. Tell everybody who Ben Zobrist is.
Ben Zobrist helped the Chicago Cubs. You know, the Chicago Cubs went how many years without winning a World Series or a championship at all? And he was a pitcher that helped the Cubs break that streak, and very successful pitcher. And then he and his wife at the time, well, I guess technically still a spouse. They're not divorced yet, but they are going through a divorce, and it's just become very contentious. And one of the issues that has come up recently is apparently Ben Zobrist has filed a lawsuit. Now, Denise, I want to make sure I word this correctly. Ben Zobrist has filed a lawsuit against the pastor. Against a pastor with whom he is alleging his wife had an affair while he was married to his wife, and that has led to the marital discord. I don't know the details of that specific lawsuit, but look, under the category of truth is stranger than fiction sometimes, this is getting pretty intricate.
And the pastor claimed he was just unclear on the concept of what kind of counseling she wanted.
It's the 10 guidelines, not the 10 commandments. And so, you know, there's suggestions of conduct.
No, it's pretty serious. And so Zobrist filed for legal separation in Tennessee. Yeah. And in Tennessee, it's a fault state.
That is right.
So if you can prove adultery, that is one of the faults that can exist in a marital relationship case. And when you have that, he could literally get all the assets because you get damages as a result of the fault. However, his wife then filed for divorce in Illinois. And Illinois is a no-fault state. And so now the question is, which action is going to take precedence over the other? And most often, in most states, it is the divorce that trumps the legal separation.
Wow.
And that's
so
why
that may be a problem for Zobrist. He maybe should have filed for divorce and not legal separation. So that's one of the fun parts of this. The second is that in Tennessee or Illinois, you can't sue for damages against a person who has an affair with your spouse. That's both in both states you can't. But it looks like the suit that was filed against the pastor and the company has to do with a breach of contract kind of an action for his efforts in getting tickets for baseball games and doing all kinds of nonprofit type things.
Right. Go ahead.
Can the pastor, could the baseball player and the wife had looked at each other and said, look, I'm just going to file for separation. Okay, that's fine. I agree with that. So he files for separation, and she goes running to the lawyer afterward and says, what can I do to trump that? Well, go to another state and file for divorce. I mean, is it possible that something like that could come up where they'd already decided they were just going to separate?
I do think that that is a very much a likelihood.
So here's what's interesting.
Yeah.
So this is, by the way, the Journal Star is talking about this. The Journal Star is from basically a hometown area. The Journal Star is, I can't remember where it's from. Anyway, Journal Star said the following, that he is suing, that is, Zobrist is suing the company Forest Training Company, which is a Nashville area-based business consulting firm, for $6 million. And that, and in damages from Byron Yon, that's the pastor also. And I don't know how Byron Yon is involved with the Forest Training Company. I'm assuming, here it is, that's right. I'm going to look at, he is the CEO of that company, Byron Yon.
He was fired in 2019.
Right, and apparently their argument is they were still taking money even after he was fired and from this charity, which was Zobrist's charity.
So he is the director of Ben Zobrist's charity, or
right,
was at the time.
Exactly,
so he's
right.
Saying, this is a breach of fiduciary duty. You're running my charity and sleeping with my wife. And that's his allegation.
And running his and the pastor of his church.
And
yes.
Receiving $3,500 a month personally, or $3,500 monthly checks personally,
and
not giving them to the nonprofit.
And kind of, I think the hint also is that he was making, he was signing autographs, getting tickets to baseball games, hosting events at his home for personal messages, for newly, he was doing all that stuff, and basically, look, this guy was profiting. Well, I got to be careful. It's all allegations. But I think she said, my understanding is, she admits this, doesn't they? That they
she
had
does.
A, that they had an inappropriate,
That was in 2019, not prior to that, but in 2019,
right.
I believe. But here's a question that I have for you. You guys always ask this, who does that person who had the affair look like? What do they look like? So did anybody look up what Yon
looks
like?
The baby,
like?
You mean?
No. Do you guys know what Yon looks like?
No.
Well,
I know
I
what
look
the
in the mirror,
like.
I yawn, but that's different. But
she's beautiful. So. She's apparently a Christian singer, a Christian
artist, or some sort.
Yeah, some sort of Christian rock, and she's actually sang apparently in pop star. She's a Christian pop star. Sang in one of the national anthem, and I believe one of the baseball games.
And Ben Zobrist and his wife, the Christian musician Juliana, they co-wrote a book in 2014 together called Double Play about faith and family. They have three kids, and now they're going through this, and the question is, you got the legal issues, and then at some point in time, probably in the community folks that purchase their stuff, they're going to have to deal with the court of public opinion. Folks, wait a minute. We read your book, and that was very faith-inspiring, and now you're saying this, which it's just difficult all the way around.
It just proves that divorces hurt everybody in every area of their life. It's hard.
And you know what? The worst part is that it shows up in WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Good. That
it does?
It,
yes. Pay money.
Yes, it does.
It,
right there.
WikiLeaks or Wikipedia?
Oh, sorry, Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
What does Julian Assange have to do with this?
Look, I got a few problems going on now, but I'm going to take this divorce thing on.
Is this a segue?
I don't know what we're segueing to with that, but
we can segue into. What do you want to segue into?
I think the police powers. I don't know why, but I really like the fact that we're dealing with a lot of police powers.
Yeah,
we did cover this one. See what we got.
But no, I want to talk about Kobe Bryant, the situation.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let me talk about the Kobe Bryant thing, because just to let you know, and I've got to be very careful here, and I'm just going to touch on it, because I think the two of you guys know that I'm involved in a very, I'm going to say, a high-profile helicopter accident case that our firm is dealing with right now. But the families have just reached a settlement in the helicopter crash case of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. And there's other people that passed away that was really sad, and their names don't come up. But I'm going to bring them up right now. So, obviously, Kobe was killed, and his daughter, is it Gianna is how you say it? Alyssa Altobelli, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli. I mean, that's a family, guys. Peyton Chester and Sarah Chester, Christina Mauser, and Zobayan. Oh, Zobayan,
yeah,
was a helicopter pilot. So, I mean, sad deal, but you know what? It's always best to get things resolved and settled. My big issue here is people said, oh my gosh, there's not going to be enough insurance. And everyone's like, oh, they're going to get a ton of money. Well, don't forget, if you look at what Kobe, you're going to go what his potential of earning capacity is, of what that guy would make until if he lived a normal life to a, you know, age of the 70s or 80s, what the amount of money that his family lost because of what if he was alive? It's just astronomical.
It's a staggering
hundreds
amount.
Of millions. Yeah. I'm sure it's hundreds of millions. Yeah. So there's not enough money here to go around. And then you've got all these other people. And there, I bet you these people.
And whole families being lost.
Right.
The damages for that are incredible.
Well, yeah, it's the families that are left. And I'm sure those parents probably were doing pretty well financially. And it's so what there's. I think there might have been another child that still lived. I can't remember, but there was still family members that lived, not from that accident, but because they weren't there. But they're able to receive monies, too. There's not enough money to go around.
And this says nothing of the legal fees and the court and lawyer costs as well, which could probably be significant.
That's exactly right. So, anyway, at least it's settled. We're not going to have to hear too much about it, and it's a sad thing all the way around. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about how the Supreme Court is ruled on a very interesting case about warrants. This is super interesting, guys, and we're going to talk about it in our third hour, and Todd's going to lay it out for us because he is the former criminal, he's a criminal attorney and former prosecutor for DA's office. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk third hour will resume on RadioLawTalk.com and on many local radio stations. But if we're not on your station, why don't you go ahead and go over to RadioLawTalk.com and call the station and say, why don't you carry the third hour? Radio Law Talk will resume momentarily.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.